And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 15th of June, 2011. 2002, on this day, an asteroid the size of a football field narrowly missed the Earth, passed only about 75,000 miles away, named Asteroid 2002MN. On this day in 1215, King John of England put his seal on the Magna Carta, granting basic liberties to his subjects. It had been forced on him by his barons. He had taxed them heavily to fund the Third Crusade. England was on the brink of civil war, so he agreed unhappily to the Magna Carta, which limited the absolute power of the king, paved the way for the formation of Parliament. It's the anniversary of the first successful transfusion of blood into a human, 1667. A French physician named Jean-Baptiste Denis drew blood from a sheep and introduced it into a 15-year-old boy who survived the procedure. 1752, another famous experiment, Benjamin Franklin performed his famous kite experiment, proving that lightning is electricity. He tied the kite to a silk string with an iron key. At the end, from the key, he ran a wire into a Leyden jar, which could store an electrical charge. Benjamin Franklin was lucky. Some other people who tried this experiment after he did were electrocuted. 1844, on this day, Charles Goodyear received a patent for the vulcanization of rubber. Rubber was a novelty in the 1830s, imported from Brazil, but it froze solid in the winter, melted in the summer, and Goodyear discovered that heating rubber made it weatherproof. He died penniless in 1860, and 40 years later, the Goodyear Tire Company was named in his honor, although his family did not benefit from it in any way. It was 100 years ago today in Endicott, New York, IBM was incorporated as the Tabulating Computing Recording Corporation. They manufactured scales and time clocks, meat slicers, and punch card equipment. The punch cards were the fast-growing part of the business, and in 1924, the name of the company was changed to the International Business Machines Corporation. The Social Security Act of 1935 was a great boon for IBM. They were the only company prepared to provide the tabulating equipment. They later became the largest computer company of the 1960s. And it's the anniversary of the Duluth lynchings, 1920, Duluth, Minnesota. Six black circus workers coming through town from the South were wrongfully accused of rape, and three of them, Elias Clayton, Elmer Jackson, and Isaac McGee, were pulled from their cells in the Duluth jail and hanged from a light pole in front of a crowd of thousands of people on this day in 1920. Here's a poem for today by Charles Wright. This world is not my home, I'm only passing through. The more you say, the more mistakes you'll make, so keep it simple. No one arrives without leaving soon, this blue-eyed, green-footed world. Hello, Goldie, goodbye. We won't meet again, so what? The rust will remain in the trees, and pine needles stretch their necks, their tiny necks, and sunlight will snore in the limp grass. A poem by Charles Wright, This World Is Not My Home, I'm Only Passing Through, from By and By, Selected Late Poems, published by Ferrer, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.